All right. Welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast. Today we're taking a look at Batman Soul of the Dragon, which is an animated DC movie directed by Sam Liu, who generally does a lot of these. I mean, he's kind of the go-to person for DC Warner Brothers animation. Has directed the previous movies, like a lot of the previous movies. The writer is Jeremy Adams. It stars Dave Giuntoli, Mark Dacascos, the Iron Chef, Kelly Hu, as well as Michael Jai White, James Hong, and Jamie Chung. And the synopsis is, in 1970s, a missing teacher of martial arts is subject of a quest by his devoted and brilliant but distant students, who includes Batman. The movie starts off with the person that's Mark Dacascos' character is watching a card game, but it turns out that he's a spy, so he's there to steal some information. And when he does, he finds a photo of something that he recognizes. So then he goes to seek out Bruce Wayne. And when he goes to find Bruce Wayne, iteration of Batman takes place during the 70s. So it's more of a stylized Batsploitation. That's kind of the vibe. So it's a lot of funk music, things like that. So if you look at some kind of like 70s cops movies, that's how this progresses. But he finds Bruce Wayne, who's an owner of a club, but also Batman. What happens is that there's some hired goons that try to kill them. Then Mark Dacascos' character tells him that he has found the gate and that they have to figure out this mystery. So the biggest Batman fan. But Jay, how do you feel about Soul of the Dragon?
It wasn't spectacular, but it wasn't horrible either. It was kind of a middle-of-the-road movie. It was different because, like you said, it was placed in the 70s and was kind of like a exploitation film, or like you'd call it a bat exploitation. The action was pretty decent. I knew some of the characters, but some of the characters I didn't know. So outside of that, I thought it was pretty good. I mean, some parts were actually kind of predictable, but...
Yeah, a lot of flashbacks in the movie. And Mark Dacascos' character is more or less a stand-in for Bruce Lee. So if you kind of take that and maybe some of his style of movies, as well as, again, the movies of the 70s, that's kind of the vibe of this. So, Matt, how did you feel about Batman Soul of the Dragon?
I felt it was okay. It really wasn't too impressed, to be honest with you.
I thought this was okay compared to... at least some of the more recent ones. I know that the Wonder Woman movie was pretty good, the one that came out recently. I guess that might have been maybe August or September last year. The one thing that works well for this one is just the setting for it, that it is not just the generic, somewhat distant future or dystopian Gotham City, but it does take place in a few different spots and along the lines of Batman's background, that Batman should have a background in martial arts and wasn't necessarily Ra's al Ghul in this one. But how'd you guys feel about the acting?
Oh, it was okay. Like I said, this is a middle ground movie. It's not bad. It's not that good, but it's just there. Like, I agree with Matt. You know, if they didn't make it, I wouldn't be like, oh man, wouldn't be hurt by it. The acting is sufficed for what it was.
But your boy James Hong?
Yeah, I picked him out in that. To me, it kind of reminded me of Enter the Dragon a little bit, just because of Bruce Lee archetype, and then also they had Bronze Tiger that kind of reminded me of a buff-ass Jim Kelly. Yeah. So outside of that, and just some of the music that was in it kind of just reminded me of Enter the Dragon. So when I watched again, if I had nothing else to do, yes, but I wouldn't be like, oh my God, let me just watch Soul of a Dragon. It's so great. No.
I think another problem is just that some of the ensemble cast, this is more a Richard Dragon, the character that Mark Dacascos plays, but it's more of his movie than a Batman movie. It's a Batman ensemble without a lot of Batman in it. But I mean, there's a lot of exposition, a lot of flashbacks, which they work for this one, but just with it being, I guess, just a little over an hour and a half.
Yeah, but you know what? That hour and a half didn't seem like an hour and a half. It went by pretty quick, but I do agree with the flashbacks. The flashbacks were done well because you needed some type of backstory on some of the characters, because I'm quite sure that the casual watcher, the casual person would not know who these characters are. So it gave some little bit of background on each character. Like you said, it was more so of an ensemble cast. Batman was not the focus of the movie, which worked out okay. middle of the road movie. It's not nothing to really cry home about, but it's there.
So, Jay, what score would you give Batman Soul Over the Dragon?
I would give it a 6. I enjoyed it, but would I rush to go see it again? No. If I just want to watch something that's kind of reminiscent of a 70s kung fu flick, I would check it out. It's middle of the road, so I give it a 6.
All right, Matt?
I'd give it a 5. Again, if it was never released, I would have missed it. Typically, like about DC cartoons, is that it doesn't follow an expanded universe. They can refresh the character and whatever theme that they liked. This just didn't capture the magic.
Yeah, because I think the last one we watched was Deathstroke. And
yeah.
That one was like pretty violent, but I would probably say that this one is better than that one. And I will give this a 6.5. I liked it. And again, it's a little different. And I think that's the biggest thing. So it's different characters that I'm not completely familiar with in the scope of DC Comics and or Batman. And the other thing is just that it's stylized right. So shout out to the Blaxploitation references, but it's a decent watch. It's a simple, you watch it, that's it, and you just gotta move on. So
it's a departure from the normal formula.
Yeah. Yeah, so for me, if there's going to be Batman movies, animated movies that I go back to, it's going to be a lot of the Damian Wayne, Bad Blood style movies. Like, those ones are great, and this one's okay. So, having said that, that's the Beast Game Podcast.